It happened in Australia last week, in Germany last year. Today, it's happening in the UK. The government there is coming up with new regulations to hold social media companies accountable for harmful content on their platforms. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou is here to break this down for us. So, Lydia, what's going on?
So, Marco, the UK government, like many other governments around the world, is saying that there's a big problem with the type of content that's ending up online and staying online. Everything from hate speech to terrorist propaganda, fake news, disinformation. And so today, the UK government came out with a white paper, basically a blueprint for new regulations on online safety. And it says that companies like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube have to take additional steps to keep their users safe, and they have to get rid of harmful content that ends up on their sites. So here's Jeremy Wright. He's one of the government officials who came up with this framework.
We're not saying that every instance of harm that reaches any user will automatically be a breach. But what we are saying is that they must do all that they reasonably can to keep people safe and have systems in place that will make that happen.
And if they don't, they'll be penalized.
What kind of penalties?
The white paper mentioned several things like fines, even holding executives at these companies personally liable. And we also know that the UK government wants to task an independent regulator to oversee and enforce these rules on harmful content.
So I mentioned a few countries earlier around the world trying to regulate harmful content online, Australia, Germany. Is there anything different or unique about what the UK is doing?
Yes, a couple things. The legislation that the UK is working on covers a much wider range of harmful content than legislation in other countries, cyberbullying, for example. And it also places a huge emphasis on protecting children specifically. Another important difference, Marco, especially when you compare the UK's approach to Australia's, for example, is that the UK government is opening up this blueprint that it's come up with to get feedback from the public, from tech companies, from tech experts. So the white paper came out today, and now there's going to be a 12-week public consultation period before the government draws up its final legislation. And that's really important because when you talk to critics of this type of legislation, they'll tell you that this is exactly the type of thing that's going to threaten freedom of expression online, especially if it's something that's put together quickly without consultation. And the fear there, which we've heard with the Australia example, is that these tech companies will try to avoid these penalties and they'll go overboard. They'll take down legal content just to be safe.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou talking about new proposed rules in the UK for regulating social media content. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.